It is dawn. The sun is conquering the sky, and my grandmother and I are singing prayers to the horizon. Show me something unbeautiful, she says. Try it. I could not. This morning, my grandmother is teaching me the meaning of Honjon. Although there is no direct translation from Dene Bezad, the Navajo language, into English, every living being knows what Honjon means. For Honjon is every drop of rain. It is every leaf on every tree. It is your every eyelash. It is every feather on the bluebird's wing. Honjon is undeniable beauty. And my grandmother, she knows this well. For she speaks a language that grew up out of the desert floors, like red sandstone monoliths, like the arms of the earth reaching into the sky and praising creation for all of its brilliance. Honjon is remembering that we are a part of this brilliance. It is finally accepting the fact that, yes, you are a sacred song that brings the Dien Dene'e, the gods, to their knees in an almost unbearable ecstasy. Honjon is remembering your own beauty. And my grandmother, she knows this well. For she speaks the language of a Lukachukai snowstorm. She speaks the language of hooves hitting the dirt on birthdays, for she was a midwife and would gallop to the women in labor, and she is fluent in the language of suffering mothers, and she is fluent in the language of joyful mothers, fluent in the language of handing a glowing newborn to its creator. Honjon is an experience. But it is not something you can experience alone, the eagles tell us as they lock talons in the stratosphere and fall to the earth as one. Honjon is inter-beauty. And my grandmother knows this well, for she speaks the language of the male rain, which shoots lightning boys through the sky, pummels the green corn children, and huddles the horses against the cliff sides in the early afternoon. She also speaks the language of the female rain, which sends the scent of dust and sage into our hogans, into our homes, and casts rainbows in the sky. Us Dene, we know what Honjon means. And each and every single human being knows what Honjon means. And deep down inside, I think we know what Honjon does not mean. Like the days we walk in sadness, like the days we walk in fear, like the days we live for money, like the days that we live for fame, or like the day that the conquistadors came, climbed down from their horses and asked us if they could buy the mountains. Now, we knew this was not Honjon, because we knew you could not buy a mountain, but we knew we could make it Honjon once again, so we took their silver swords, and we took their silver coins, and we melted them with fire and buffalo hide bellows, and recast them into squash blossom silver and turquoise jewelry pieces, and strung it around their necks. We took the silver helmets straight off of their heads and transformed it into a fearless beauty. We made jewelry. Honjon is the healing of broken bones. Honjon is the prayer that carried us through genocide and disease. Honjon is the prayer that will carry us through global warming, through this global fear that casts shadows in our minds. This morning, my grandmother is teaching me something so very special. She is teaching me that the easiest and most elegant way to defeat an army of hatred is to sing it beautiful songs until it falls to its knees. and surrenders. It will do this, she says, because it has finally found a sweeter fire than revenge. It has found heaven. It has found Honjean. And so, my grandmother is talking to the colors of the sky at dawn, and she is saying, Hojona Hastling, Hojona Hastling, Hojona Hastling, Hojona Hastling, which means beauty is restored again. It is dawn, my friends. It is dawn. Wake up. The night is over.